It's no matter, Cronus. It'll be all right.
What's no matter?
Well, it's no matter that you can't use this no matter correctly. Don't worry about it.
I can. I'll try.
But a lot of our Taiwanese friends can't. We're here Friday. It's the 23rd of May, and we're talking about no matter. And we talked about it before, but we're going to talk about it a little more.
Yes, we are.
No matter you like it or not, I'll do it.
Bah.
Not correct.
You're missing the if.
And, or the whether. No matter whether you like it or not, I'll do it. So you've got the no matter whether, no matter if, and also no matter what, or no matter which, no matter who, no matter where, no matter when, no matter how. So let's look at a way to change this sentence and make it better.
Okay.
Let's take the no matter out.
Let's take the no matter out and use the whether.
Okay.
Okay.
Whether you like it or not, I'll do it.
Ah, so if I like it or if I don't like it, you're still going to do it.
Uh-huh.
Uh-huh.
Let's get some more examples here. Whether I do the dishes or you do them, they need to be cleaned.
Okay, so obviously the idea is the dishes are dirty.
And they need to be cleaned.
They need to be cleaned.
No matter who does them.
No matter who.
Okay, and that's no matter who does the dishes, they need to be cleaned. So if you want to use the no matter, you can't say no matter does the dishes, right? You
mm-hmm.
need the no matter who.
But I'd rather not use no matter and just say you need to do the dishes. They're dirty.
Well, it doesn't matter whether you like it or not, you'll do them.
I don't like that one.
Well, it doesn't matter whether you like it or not, because that's just the way it is.
That's just how it goes with no matter or whether.
Oh.